With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A blast of snow, ice, and wind stirring up dangerous travel conditions in parts of the central and eastern U.S. Bernie Bennett reports.
Snow and ice blanketed major roadways in nearly all of Kansas, western Nebraska, and parts of Indiana, where the state's National Guard was activated to help any motorists who were stuck. At least 8 inches of snow were expected, particularly north of Interstate 70, as the National Weather Service issued winter storm warnings from Kansas and Missouri, where blizzard conditions brought wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour. The warning extended to New Jersey from Monday and into early Tuesday. The Weather Service said early Sunday, quote, "For locations in this region that receive the highest snow totals, it may be the heaviest snowfall in at least a decade." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Fire in a Dallas shopping center has claimed the lives of more than 500 animals, most of which were small birds. Also at SRNNews.com, FBI says the man involved in that attack in New Orleans had visited the city twice before and actually recorded video in the French Quarter. FBI Deputy Assistant Director Chris Rea.
All investigative details and evidence that we have now still support that Jabbar acted alone here in New Orleans. We have not seen any indications of an accomplice in the United States, but we are still looking into potential associates in the U.S. and outside of our borders.
A skier has been killed, another injured, after their group triggered an avalanche while ascending a mountain in western Wyoming. Now, authorities received an alert about the accident before noon Saturday. It took rescue teams 4 hours to ski to the area because the helicopter had been grounded because of extremely bad weather. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Brazil defending pro-life advocates.
The Group of Five says the country's left-wing government broke the law when it censored pro-life ads during the 2022 election cycle. The legislators have filed a complaint with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, pointing to an uptick in censorship by the administration since 2019. Meanwhile, scores of government officials and free speech advocates from around the globe have issued an open letter to Brazil warning about the erosion of free speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, the number of abortion clinics have been closing in pro-life states, being blamed by, or balanced rather, by new ones opening in pro-abortion states. There were 800 identifiable abortion providers in the U.S. in May of 2022, the month before the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade. Today, there are 790. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports on the latest.
During 3 hours of testimony at his contempt hearing in a New York courtroom, Rudy Giuliani insisted that he is not hiding assets from lawyers trying to recover a $148 million judgment for two Georgia election workers. The judge suggested a contempt finding might not be necessary if Giuliani complies with the judge's order to relinquish assets. The election workers' lawyers claim Giuliani has displayed a consistent pattern of willful defiance. Giuliani says he gets confused and forgetful and that he lost some belongings during his most recent divorce 6 years ago. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
College football playoff action continuing later this week in the Orange Bowl. It will be Penn State taking on Notre Dame. And the day later on Friday in the Cotton Bowl, number 5 Texas will be playing Ohio State. More details at srnnews.com.